Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, let me bring you some other news now. And we got a big reaction yesterday to Barry Lenehan's interview with Edel Campbell. If you heard it, you'll certainly remember it. Edel Campbell is a grieving mother of a Cavan teenager who died by suicide, but whose photo was used by a far-right anti-vaccine publication. 18-year-old Diego Gilsonen is among 42 photos of young people on the front page of the Irish Light publication, with the former journalist Gemma O'Doherty claiming their sudden deaths were somehow linked to the COVID vaccine. Edel Campbell said the use of her son's image left her family traumatised.
I can think of nothing less all the time, all day, every day. I think of this everywhere I go. I spend most of my nights looking through Twitter, which is something I've never done before. It's everywhere. Everywhere I look, it's there. I think about it all the time. She ripped the heart clean out of me again. It's disgusting. It really, really is unfair.
And that was Edel Campbell speaking yesterday to Drive Time into Barry Lenehan. One question many listeners asked us after that the broadcast last night was, does Edel have any legal recourse given that her son's image was used without her or her family's permission? Well, here to answer that question is TJ McIntyre, who's a solicitor and chair of Digital Rights Ireland and associate law professor at UCD. TJ McIntyre, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Good evening.
What about legal recourse in for Edel and her family?
Unfortunately for her, there's very little legal recourse in the situation. Essentially, Irish law doesn't criminalise misinformation of this kind in general. And in relation to privacy rights, most privacy and data protection rights, unfortunately, die with the individual. And what that means is that the kind of right you might have as an individual to stop somebody from using your photograph isn't a right that can be asserted by your family after you pass.
Mm-hmm. But the photo of Diego in question was taken by a professional photographer. So is there any course of action there?
Yes, we've seen the use of copyright in situations before now to get around this kind of problem. And in that situation, if the professional photographer were to assign the copyright to the mother would then be able to take an action against the newspaper, other websites for using the photograph. But of course, the problem with that is that this would be an expensive undertaking and wouldn't guarantee a result, wouldn't guarantee that you would get your legal costs back against these defendants either.
And even if you do, the owner of the copyright were to pursue the breach of copyright and the court were to order it to be taken down or removed from publication, if the publisher doesn't agree to remove the photo, what happens then?
Well, in that situation, you can look, you can bring an action against them and look for damages in respect of that. If there's already a court order in place, then of course they could be in contempt if they don't do so. Now, that doesn't help you if you have a newspaper or a website which is based outside the jurisdiction, in which case you'd need to bring possibly a fresh action in that other jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. So it is a complicated process.
Are there any grounds for defamation here, TJ?
So I haven't read this particular article and I don't want to comment on it. In general, though, a lot of misinformation is also defamatory because it impugns parents or doctors or other people who are involved in the care of people with various diseases, saying, for example, they're not acting in their best interests or they're deceiving people about the efficacy of a drug. So in theory, in some of these cases, you certainly could have defamation actions. Unfortunately, those are equally complicated and difficult, and again, leave you with the problem that you mightn't be able to recover the legal costs that go into them, and depending on the jurisdiction in which these defendants are based, you might be able to actually enforce a judgment against them.
It seems, I must say, my heart went out to Edel Campbell and her family, and it seems that the law isn't leaving them much room for recourse here, but that is the law, as you say. TJ McIntyre, solicitor and chair of Digital Rights Ireland, and as I say, Associate Law Professor at UCD. Thank you very much indeed for joining us in the programme.